How to Change a Toxic Culture. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe, presented by ZipRecruiter. From guns to the Me Too movement, the big discussion now is how to change a toxic culture. Twitter is the latest to ask for help in doing this. Last week, the co-founder and CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, posted a sequence of 13 tweets asking for help making Twitter less destructive, promising to take a critical look at Twitter's dark side, the harassment, the troll armies, the misinformation campaigns. But he said that he wants to go beyond just flagging content and removing it. He wants to find a way to encourage better conversations in the first place. And I saw that after his final tweet in that sequence, the very first response from a user named Luke was, quote, "Are you for f***ing real?" Of course, it had to be, right? If Twitter had been around when the apple hit Isaac Newton, 50,000 trolls would have said, "Stop sitting under apple trees, you dumb," and he'd never have discovered gravity. We'd all just be floating. But I was impressed by Dorsey's answer to the question, "Are you for real?" which was simply, "Yes." And I thought, well, that's it. If a majority of Twitter just answered every troll with a yes or a no instead of "yes, you rapscallion," the problem would be bleeping solved. Sorry, the problem would be bleeping solved. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.